Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Project Independence and You. It's the last segment of the show, Talk of the Town. It's Coffee Talk with Christina, Lou, and Otto. We were just talking a lot about what's going on in the town. And I mean, you know, with the reopenings, and I can't believe, I'm sorry, I'm going to take off with this, that 2-3 weeks ago, we or maybe a little more, I'm not even sure now, because things happen so fast, we were not going to have Fun Day Monday.
I know.
It's going to be a second year where we were going to probably do some kind of virtual television thing. And now we are doing Fun Day Monday. 4 weeks in the summer. It's July 12th, July 26th, August 9th, and August 23rd.
And August 23rd is the salute to the veterans, which is
right. And the first three Fun Day Mondays are 10 to 12, but the last one, we extended it till 2 o'clock so we could do the salute to the troops, and we're going to have the car show and music. If you come at 9 a.m. in the morning, 9 a.m. to 10 is for fitness. So, you know, that's another thing we're doing. We're doing a Margaret, who will do her Zumba every other Monday, and Mike Mancini, who'll do his fitness class. So the cafe is not going to be open, though. So we're not going to have coffee or food. However, we do encourage people, bring your own picnic stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, you could bring your own drinks, your own little snacks. And, you know, who knows, maybe it'll change by.
I know. That's why we laugh, because the things that are rapidly evolving, which is wonderful. It's all good stuff. You know, we can't really complain about it, but it really makes you have to be very flexible in your planning. And
right.
You know, I always feel like I have to preface everything with, like, you know, well, at this very moment, this is
like
what
today.
The deal is. But that's the beauty of having the radio program, because here we're able to kind of give, as things evolve and change, you know, updates on everything. So.
Even the county executive was saying, you know, now we're at 100% capacity right. At the parks. It's like, well, then you have to open everything up. And, you know, it just changed from one day to the next.
But a kudos to everyone for pulling that together.
You know, with Laura, I remember her being on the show a couple of weeks ago, maybe a month or two, whatever mm-hmm. it was, talking about finally being able to go to an Islander game. She's mm-hmm. a hockey fan. And she went to the Islander game. And I remember her talking, the seats were like every third seat or whatever, and there was a certain section, and they could have a couple thousand people. And she was looking up at the seats, describing how she felt like they could have had a lot more
right.
people, blah, blah. And I don't know if you watch anything at all from the Islander game, but now the place is packed. Every seat is taken. And they really, the fans, like they've been waiting to break loose. And it was very moving. They actually sang the national anthem. The entire 12,000 people joined the person who was singing. And it really, you know, people were really waiting to let loose. But where I'm going with it is that not too long ago, we
right.
were talking about the fact that there were
possible.
A couple thousand people there, and now it's full house.
No, and that's what I always try and tell myself, you know, because I always constantly am, as we all know, reflecting on everything all the time. But it's, you know, when you get upset or down about whatever it is, you know, it really shows you that things can change so quickly. You know, it's, I mean, I think about a year ago, it's like, I was like, when is this ever going to end? Like, when are we going to get back to some semblance of a normal life, you know? And it's nice to see, you know, especially now, the rapid nature of it, you know, and God willing, everything remains, you know, in this uphill, you know, wonderful.
I'm going to a wedding next week.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, I won't be at the little show.
And I think it made everyone, you know, as you were saying, Otto, you know, seeing that crowd. And I know from my own experience and my own friends, you know, it made you more grateful to do things that you kind of took for granted, you know, but the idea of just being in a crowd or with people and having that common, you know, whether it's music or a sporting event or whatever it might be, you know, it's just like the basic tenet of human nature, I think, made people feel, you know, part of something. So it's hopefully it gives a little more peace in this world. You know, people need to scale back and be happy about all these things. So It is wonderful. And also, I wanted to, and I know before the break, we were talking about the different programs that North Hempstead was doing. We touched upon Funday Monday, but I just have to give a quick shout out to another wonderful program that actually benefited a lot of the little people in my life, was a program that Community Services did in partnership with the whole town board, which was this pollinator pledge. It was possibly the cutest craft I've ever seen in my whole life. It was a pledge to, unfortunately, the monarch butterfly population is diminishing. So this was a pledge to make this craft that came with dirt and seeds, and it would be to pollinate monarch butterflies. And it comes with paint, and you could paint the little pot. And it was just such a fun little teaching exercise to do with my little nieces. I brought it over to them and I gave them a little sheet, and we talked about, you know, what little girl doesn't love butterflies, really. So, you know, I said, this will bring butterflies, and this is why. And they wanted me to read the little pledge to them. So it was just such a lovely craft. And I think that it was nice because it taught them something, and testament to North Hempstead for always coming up with some kind of new kind of creative way that really brought environmental stuff, you know, mixed with fun and for children. And I have to say for myself, I mean, I may paint one also. It looks just as fun.
Christina, I have a 6-year-old grandson.
Mm-hmm.
Just let me ask, where did you get this, or what did you get, or what is it?
You like just come to see, go to Clinton G. Martin Park. I think there's more left. I'm pretty sure there was boxes left. You would just come into Clinton G. Martin and say you want, and you come, and we'll give you a little bag. I mean, you'll see me. I'll be right by the window. I'll get you a bag.
Clinton Martin.
But it's really great.
And a pollinator kit.
And you can always call 3-1-1.
Yeah, yeah. You just say, I want the little pot. And it's a bag, and it comes with the pot. It comes with the dirt. It comes with an apron, which I really loved. All the paint, all the seeds, you know, a little story about, you know, this. And it's it was nice. One of my little nieces gave it to her dad for Father's Day. So it was like a little 2-for-1 gift, but awesome program. And there's constantly great stuff like that going on. But also, we were talking about stuff that's coming up on the radio program. So next week, we'll do all about recycling. On July 9th, we're actually having on Stephanie Seiderman from the Safe Center Long Island, who's going to discuss elder abuse. She did a presentation for our advisory committee not that long ago. And it was just amazing, all the stuff that the Safe Center, the resources they have, and how they're really just trying to shed light on this major issue, as we were talking about with scams even and all this stuff. So she will be on July 16th. We have a repeat show because I will be in Charleston, South Carolina. So stay tuned for that. And July 23rd, we're having on Michael Utaro, who is the first assistant chief fire marshal over at Nassau County Fire Marshal's office. He's going to discuss fire safety for seniors. And a shout out to Mr. Otto Lose for putting us in contact with him.
Actually, my son knows him quite well. And
he sounds absolutely lovely. So yeah,
he said he's really one of the good guys, you know.
Great.
Yeah.
So he'll be on. Then on July 30th, we have on Christine Pusateri, who is a speech pathologist, who's going to talk about speech pathology in a world after masks. We had her on briefly, you know, just a short stint, and we realized how much we really needed to talk about this topic. And it was we were all engaged. So she will be on. And then in August, we have on the town's animal shelter, who's going to talk about the benefits of pets for seniors. And then I was laughing because I was apparently going through a pet thing for the month of August, because those are actual. And then we also have George Martinez from the county, who is going to talk about robo pets. So we're going to kind of give you, it's like, you know, a one-stop shop. You can choose what is best for you. So that was funny because that just happened, how the dates actually worked out. But they're both, I think, a huge part of people during this pandemic, especially that kind of gave people, I mean, the amount of pets that were being adopted during the pandemic was skyrocketing. And I know for my own self that, you know, my brother had lived upstairs at the time, and he had just got a little puppy, and it really helped distract, you know, things from my family. My mom, you know, was spending time with the dog. I was going on walks with, you know, so it was really, the benefits are really astronomical. So those are just a little glimpse of what's to come. You know, we're also going to have, you know, special guests that always kind of pop in on the show. So stay tuned closer for that, because we'll let you know about all that stuff too.
So much stuff.
I know, it's quite busy over at North Hempstead.
It really, really is. It really is. And I mean, I, you know, I'd be remiss if I don't mention the article again. I appreciate Otto, you shining that with the county executive. That was kind of cool. I'm like, what's the word? Mensch, what's the Yiddish word I'm trying to think of?
Beklemmt.
Well, did you notice that though, that you were on one side and she was on the other side?
You know, I didn't, because I saw it online, and people cut the article out, but only gave me that one page. So that was the surprise. I didn't know about that.
Well, it's actually right on the opposite page. So,
I thought
that was really ironic.
That is. That's funny. I'm looking at the clock, but there are so many on, you know, obviously we did a lot of Project Independence stuff, but North Hempstead has so many concerts coming up. And there's just wonderful, wonderful cover bands at all different locations. So you can call 311 or 869-6311 to get the schedule for that. There's also drive-in movies that are so wonderful for the whole
family. I wonder if they're still doing the drive-in concerts. Or
I know. I think they might alter a little bit.
Right.
My knowledge, I haven't been told.
If you're going, plan on the drive-in. And right. If you have any questions, right, to call 311.
Exactly, right. And, you know, it might change. You know, they might just have people kind of get out of their car. Which is nice too.
I was just thinking about that, by the way. You have a long, long, long list of so many different things. There's no way you could read them all. If I called up and I said, let's see here, I'd like to do something July 31st. Mm-hmm. If I call 311 and I say, you know, I'm going to have my family with me on July 31st, we'd like to do something, would they be able to let me know what's happening on that day as far as these different options go?
Yeah, so.
I mean, that's a way of doing it. Another
right. There, we do have.
I have it this day, I'm going to do something.
Yeah, so what it is, you know, and obviously there's a lot more that may not even be on the calendar necessarily, but the town of North Hempstead has a main online calendar that, you know, I know on Project Independence's end, because I handle that information, gets put up on there. But other big programs are on there. I think, you know, at the end of the day, if they can't answer it, they could always throw it, you know, to Project Independence. And I mean, I certainly, and a lot of our staff have access to all these different programs, because there is a lot, as we know, and it's a lot of different departments.
And there's so many parks and things. And
right. There's little things, you know, there's like, you know, some things are just for a certain area. I mean, there's all kinds of different things we can go into. But they, you know, as long as it's been submitted to them and they have it on their main little hub of things, they'd be able to do that for you. And like I said, if they're not able to, just say, you know, you want to be transferred over to Project Independence, and we will gladly help you, because that's one thing we always say, that you can't be bored in North Hempstead. You know, there's a lot for you to really do and to see. And you can even just go enjoy a park, or, you know, and all the pools are open. Which is exciting. I know at Clinton G. Martin Park, we're seeing all these people coming to the pool. So there's a lot of information on that too. So you could please call 311 and they can give you the specifics on all the pool information too, and all these concerts and stuff.
Are the goats out yet?
I know. We got it. That's what we got. I'm going to have to get an update on those goats too.
Well, you know what? We are at the end of the show. It's hard to believe it went by so quickly. Want to thank our guests and County Executive Laura Curran, and of course, Dan Cox at WCWP.org, Otto Loos and Christina Liu, wishing John well. And we'll see you next week. It looks like it's going to be another great show. Thanks for listening to Project Independence and You at WCWP.org, Senior Talk Radio.